I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is March 7th, 1952, and the title is Thunder on the Plain. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal. Snap, crackle, and pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Thunder on the Plain. For a breakfast that's fun to eat, ask Mom for Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and if you like, some sort of fruit, peaches, berries, or bananas, for instance. When you pour the milk on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, listen to them. It's fun because they're the talking cereal, and they go snap, crackle, pop to tell you how crisp and good they are. Have some tomorrow. Across the wasted deserts of Texas, north along the Pecos River, into the mountains of Colorado and beyond, rode United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his saddle partner Jingles. Theirs was a special assignment this time, and their orders were to report to the new commander at Fort Laramie, Colonel Moonlight. Their job was to stop the ominous sound of thunder on the plains.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
There she is, Jingles, Fort Laramie.
Yeah, Bill. Sure good to see some signs of civilization after a month on the trail.
We're not through riding yet, partner.
Yeah, well, steady, boy. Looks like Joker's found a friend already.
You'll find plenty of friends at the fort. They've got a lot of horses.
Uh-oh. Now there's a bugle call that's music to my ears. That means we're going to eat.
Yep, the sun's straight up overhead and time for the noon meal.
Well, what are we waiting on? Let's get over there before they get all those buffalo steaks devoured. Dig in, Joker. Ho, ho, ho. Hurry, for I'm starved to death.
Hey, Jingles, not so fast. All right, Buckshot, catch him. Hi, hi.
Ooh, ooh-wee. That's what I call a fine meal.
All right, Jingles, if you've had your fill, we'll report to Colonel Moonlight.
Now?
Right now.
Oh, Bill, now you got things all mixed up. After the noon meal comes the siesta for a couple hours. And after that, well, maybe you get around to business.
You're not down around the border now, partner. This is Wyoming, and you're serving with the Army.
Well, already I got a feeling this is one job I ain't gonna like. Why'd they send for us, Bill?
That's what we're gonna find out from the Colonel. Come on.
You know, something tells me I shouldn't have been in such a hurry to get here.
Well, you had a good meal, partner.
Yeah, I sure did.
Now comes the time when you earn it.
Hey, Bill. Hey, look at them soldiers drilling. Hey, we don't have to do that, do we?
No, and that's one thing you can be thankful for.
Good.
Well, if it ain't a couple of buckskin boys come to learn how they do it in the Army.
No, we didn't come to learn to do nothing from the Army, you smart jack button polisher. We come to teach the Army a thing or two.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, that, Jingles.
Oh.
Hello, Sergeant. I'd like to see Colonel Moonlight.
Yeah, I know. Every buckskin britches on the Oregon Trail wants to see the colonel.
Oh, Bill.
Their wagon trains get in trouble, and right away they come crying to the army. Well, you ain't seeing the colonel. Go tell your troubles to the Injuns.
Why, you sun-softened, loud-mouthed, low-down brother to a bull-headed buffalo, I got a mind
Never mind, Jingles.
But Bill, he can't talk to us like that.
Who says I can't? I can do more than that. I can throw you and your saddle tramp sidekick out of here on your ear.
Now, just a minute, mister.
Oh, let me have him, Bill. Come on, you jughead, and try it.
Don't you think I won't?
Hold it, Sergeant. Jingles.
Now, stand back, Bill. This turkey's mine.
That's what you think, fat boy. I'm salting you down for winter feet.
Lay off, you two.
Now, just one more, Bill.
Now, you've done it, Jingles.
Yeah, and a pretty good job, if I do say so myself. I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Well, you ain't finished with me yet, you big tub of...
Berger!
Yes, sir?
Now, Sergeant Berger, what's going on here?
I was just doing my duty, sir. These two saddle tramps wanted to disturb you, sir.
Choke up just one more mistake on your record, Berger.
Huh?
These two saddle tramps you just tackled happen to be Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy, Jingles.
Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok,
Jingles.
You...
Now get back to your desk and be more careful in the future, Sergeant. Or I'll give you time to think it over in the guardhouse. Ah, glad to see you, Bill and Jingles. Come in.
All right, Colonel.
And as for you, Sergeant Berger, don't you forget what we look like from now on.
I ain't forgetting. When I get my chance, ain't neither of you gonna look like that for long.
Friends, this is Charlie Lyon and that singing cowboy, Slim. Now, are you all set to entertain us, Slim?
Well, Charlie, I'm full of sparkle as a hat full of diamonds.
Well, now, you had your Rice Krispies, didn't you?
Why, I always do, you betcha. You know, those Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to eat. They're so fresh and crisp, why, even they tell you they're crisp. When you pour the milk to them, they talk right up. Snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh, you're right. Rice Krispies are fun to eat. They're the talking cereal. And Slim, if you're really a singing cowboy, let's sing here about...
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Now, have some of those delicious Rice Krispies tomorrow. You'll enjoy berries or fruit more for breakfast if you put them on top of golden good Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, buy a supply, several packages, next time you're shopping. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles went to report to Colonel Moonlight, the commander of Fort Laramie, for special duty. They ran into a tough, bad-tempered Sergeant Berger. The sergeant picked a fight with Jingles, but Colonel Moonlight stopped it and invited Bill and Jingles into his office.
Sorry Sergeant Berger gave you such a rough reception, Bill. He's a little too quick on the trigger when it comes to a fight.
That's all right, Colonel Moonlight. Right now, I figure we've got other business, Colonel. We were ordered to report to you for a special assignment.
All business, aren't you, Hickok?
I like to get a job done.
That's us, Colonel. Straight and to the point. What's the point, sir?
All right. Here it is, straight. Horse thieves.
Horse thieves? Is that all?
You're talking when you should be listening, partner.
I am? Oh.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Well, all my troops are mounted cavalry. Without a horse, a man's not a man in this country. I know I don't have to tell you that.
You have a big territory to cover. You need horses.
Exactly. But somebody is stealing them almost as fast as we can bring them in.
Indian?
Some think it's Indians, Jingles. Some don't. I'm one who doesn't.
How do they operate, Colonel Moonlight?
Each theft has been at night. I've doubled the guard twice. But suddenly, in the middle of the night, the horses are stampeded from their corral. Fences broken down, and 50 to 100 head go thundering off in the darkness.
I see. Let me get to work on it, Colonel.
As far as I'm concerned, you have a free hand, Hickok. I'll assign you quarters and a groom for your horses.
That won't be necessary. We'll take care of our own horses.
Well, he'll be handy if you need him. Would you like one of our scouts to help you?
I'd rather look them over and pick one myself, if you don't mind.
Anything you say. Come on, I'll have Sergeant Berger see to your needs right now. Sergeant Berger.
Yes, sir?
I want you to assign our best quarters to Mr. Hickok and his deputy. And pick a good man to be their groom.
Yes, sir. I have just the man, sir.
Good. All right, Hickok. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Don't you worry about a thing, Colonel Moonlight. The job's as good as done right now. Isn't it, Bill? Isn't it? Huh? Huh, Bill?
I tell you, I ain't waiting much longer, Berger. I got a market for more horses, and I want them quick.
Yeah, Wrangler, I know, but it ain't going to be that easy no more.
Why not?
Because we're bucking Hickok now, and he's a drifting breed of cat.
Well, you better think of something. I want them horses tomorrow night for sure. I should have had them tonight.
Well, I couldn't send you the signal tonight. It was too...
Shh!
Huh? Hold it. What? Back in the shadow.
You reckon we'll catch him tonight, Bill?
I doubt it, Jingles.
That's them, Wrangler. It's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Where do you reckon they're headed?
Well, I don't know. Do they know something?
What could they know?
Berger.
If you've let something slip that'll give us away, I'll kill you.
I ain't said nothing, Wrangler.
All right. I better get out of here. Me and the boys will be waiting for your signal tomorrow night at the same time, and we better hear it, too.
You'll hear the drum if Hickok don't get in my way.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Get rid of Hickok. Here's how you can do it.
How?
You got plenty of blasting powder in the warehouse.
Sure, but...
Hickok and that big good-for-nothing deputy of his are riding out on the plains now. Go get a keg of powder and put it under Hickok's bed. Then get a long fuse and set it.
You've been eating loco weed, Wrangler?
No. It'll be a cinch. Run the long fuse out their window where you can light it without being seen. After they come back and go to sleep, you light the fuse.
Yeah, I see. A long fuse will give me time to get back to bed before it explodes the powder. Hey, that's a good idea, Wrangler.
Sure, yeah. And with Hickok out of the way, we can go right on with our little business of stealing horses and nobody to bother us.
Bill, you don't make any more sense than a buffalo bedding down with a mountain lion.
How's that, Jingles?
Oh, you're so old fired head up about getting to Fort Laramie to start on this special duty. Then when you find out that it's horse thieves, you don't do nothing but sit around the fort for 4 days.
Is that all, Jingles?
No, it's not all. Now, for no reason at all, you drag me out to take a ride on a moonlight night just going no place.
Jingles... I reckon I better catch you up on a few things.
All right. Hello, Joker.
Boy. Stand boy.
Now, that's a right good idea, partner.
First, your friend, Sergeant Berger, is tied up with the horse thieves.
He is? Why, that no good horse thief?
Yeah, that's right. He's the one that stampedes the horses after sending his friends a signal.
A signal?
That's right. With a drum. I know where the drum is.
Berger tell you all this?
No, I just keep my eyes open.
Well, all right, then what else?
When we rode by the corral just now, Berger was meeting with one of the outside gang in the shadows.
You mean we rode right by him?
That's right.
Oh, Bill, now that's crazy. What if they'd taken a pot shot at us? We were sitting ducks.
They wouldn't tip their hand, partner. But I'd sure like to know what they were talking about.
Well, why didn't we grab them?
I want the whole bunch with proof.
So we catch him in the act, huh?
That's right.
Bill!
There's something I can count on. Come on, let's go back to the fort.
And there we are up on the hill.
You can't reach them with a six-gun, Jingles. They've got rifles. Come on. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Jump, Joker. But Bill, let's go get them.
Not now, Jingles. I want them all together. Come on, right for the floor. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
But, Bill, I don't understand why we came back here.
To get some sleep, Jingles.
Oh, that's all we've done. Sleep and eat since we've been here at Fort Laramie.
Well, don't worry about it. Get plenty of sleep tonight because I got an idea we won't get any tomorrow night.
Well, all right. Yeah, if you say so, Bill. Good night.
Good night. Watch those nightmares, partner.
No, now, Bill. You know I don't have any more nightmares.
reckon Wrangler had a right good idea about this. The powder's all set. Here's the end of the fuse. Let's see if they're asleep. Jingle snores like a freight mule going uphill. They never hear this fuse. Well, here goes. Now, to get to my quarters before that thing blows sky high. So long.
Bill, you shouldn't have lit a campfire. You'll scorch your buckskins. You know you...
Jinx, wake up. Did you strike a match?
Bill, what are you talking about?
I smell something burning.
So do I. It smells like... Bill, they're coming across the floor to your bed.
A burning fuse.
Bill, it's disappeared under your bed.
Jump, Jingles. Run for it. Come on.
Hey, Bill, wait for me.
All right, partners, here comes the rodeo's grand march. All top hands, champion riders, ropers, and bronc busters, rein up and pray to the cook shack. Let's swing along and sing along with them. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep. So come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do. Then listen to 'em talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Make sure there's plenty of those good rations at your ranch, bucko. They're as golden good as the good old West. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Rice Krispies right now. And now, what do you say, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Much to Jingle's surprise, Bill didn't choose to fight back when they were shot at by strangers out on the plains. They returned to the fort and went to bed. But there was an even greater surprise in store for them. During the night, Jingles was having a nightmare which awakened Wild Bill just in time to escape a terrific explosion.
How in the world could a thing like this happen right in the middle of Fort Laramie?
You've got all the makings right in the warehouse, Colonel Moonlight. Kegs of blasting powder and fuses.
Yes, and any man in the fort could get at him, Bill. Oh, I wish I could lay my hands on the culprit. I'd have him shot at sunrise.
Well, it's after sunrise now, Colonel, and I'm getting a little chilly wandering around this way.
Sergeant Berger is bringing some uniforms for you.
Looks like we'll be in the Army after all, Jingles.
Well, we're lucky to have our stone skins to put under a uniform. I never got out of bed so fast in all my life.
This is the best I could do, Colonel, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant Berger.
I brought a cinch strap to hold Jingles' britches up. We'll have to get the tent maker to fit him.
That's all, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Now, just a minute, you ornery polecat. You can't talk.
Hold it, Jingles.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear about the accident, Mr. Hickok. Can't see how anything like that could happen inside the fort.
No, I'll bet you can't. I can see how sorry you are.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Jingles, don't start anything.
Well,
Yeah, mister, don't start anything you can't finish.
Sergeant, that'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Yep, yapping coyote will get his one of these days.
That's enough, Jingles.
Oh.
Well, Colonel, we'll get into these things and be on our way.
Where are you going, Hickok?
I think I'll have your horse thieves by tomorrow morning.
Oh, you do?
Yep, if you'll send those 14 men to me at sundown and don't let anyone else know about it.
I'll round them up myself, Bill. I don't know what you're up to, but good luck.
Well, the way things have been going so far, Colonel, we'll need all the good luck we can get.
Cut out the grub burger.
Right.
Everything in the clear?
Hickok and Jingles rode out to the north about an hour before dark. A 14-man patrol rode south before that.
Good. for taking these cayuses straight west. Let's get started.
You take that side, start yelling. When they're all out, you get gone as fast as you can.
What's got you so nervous, Poker?
Well, I don't want to get caught, that's why. Don't hanker to be sent up to the federal pen for this.
All right, don't talk so much. Here we go. Cut loose.
Here! Hey! 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 Hey!
All right, get back and start stalling the guards. Raise as much confusion as you can. The boys will meet me 2 miles west. They'll wait.
Get going.
I'm going. Up, boy. Run! Yeah!
Yeah! Help! Guard! Horse me! Guard! Turn up! Help!
You think you got this figured right, Bill?
I think so, partner. I saw Sergeant Berger take his drum and hide it down by the horse corral this morning.
That low-down polecat darn near blew us to kingdom come last night.
He'll get his, Jingles. Don't worry.
Yeah, I won't. I'm going to see to that personal.
Here they come, Jingles.
Yeah. You reckon those other scouts are all set?
Sure. They rode out south at the fort a half an hour before we rode north. They've circled and they're right opposite us now.
And when you give the signal, we close in from both sides.
That's the plan. All right, they're close enough.
Now we go.
Yeah, partner. Let's get them. Hi, Buckshot. Take him, boy. Hi.
Jump, partner. We're after horse thieves this time.
It was a great job, Hickok. You got the ringleader of that gang of horse thieves and all of his men in one big roundup.
Well, not quite all his men, Colonel.
No, Colonel, not quite all of them are locked up yet.
But I thought...
It'll get real clear in a minute, Colonel. That's the reason I asked you to have Sergeant Berger bring the leader here to your office.
I still don't understand.
Here's the man you asked for, Colonel.
What do you want with me? You caught me and my gang, ain't that enough?
Not quite, Wrangler. I thought you might like to know how we caught up with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to know that.
Can I tell him, Bill?
No, we're going to let Sergeant Berger tell him, Jingles.
Oh, me? Berger.
Huh?
You sneaking, stole pigeon, I might have known.
I didn't do nothing, Wrangler.
I'll kill you for that. I promised I wouldn't. So
All right, that's enough. Grab him, Jingles.
Yeah, get back there, Wrangler. Now lay off, Berger. Come on, lay off.
That's better. You watch Berger, Jingles. Colonel, that winds it up.
But Hickok... What's Sergeant Berger got to do with this?
Plenty. He was the inside man who gave the signal when all was clear for the raid. Don't move, Berger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He was the inside man in the fort who caused all your trouble, Colonel. But from now on, he's going to be the inside man at the penitentiary. And up there, he ain't going to cause no trouble at all.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Say, Andy, what's our story going to be on Monday?
Guy, it's a pip. Along with a lot of action, you'll get a lot of laughs out of Wild Bill and Jingles in The Confidence Man.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lou Merrill, Ed Max, and Ted Von Eltz. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok fights the confidence game. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. K
Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.